Hello, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Channing. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty, let me go ahead and start by getting the spelling of your first name.
Tawana Scott.
Can you spell your first name out for me, please?
T-O-W-A-N-N-A.
Thank you so much. And the last name was Scott, correct?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank you so much for that clarification. Now, can I also get a callback number just in case we get disconnected from our call?
386-334-7805.
Alrighty, so I have 386-334-7805. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that clarification again. And would you also like to receive a mobile text update with the driver's name, ETA, and phone number related to your service today?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty, great. And that driver will be also calling this number that you just gave me when he's en route to your scene to provide your service today. But before we get started getting all of your service requests in, let me locate your policy. Can I please have your full policy number?
I don't have it on hand.
Okay. We can then still go out and, well, actually, let me do first and last name. Okay, no. System did not find anything with the first or last name. And since you do not have the policy number, the next step I can offer you is to pay full price for this service that I'm about to request for you today, if you cannot find your policy number, that is.
So you saying that it didn't come up by the first and last name?
No, ma'am.
Could you try Oprah DeBose?
Okay, can you,
We went through you guys before.
But did you have your policy number?
Yes, I did, but I'm, like, at work and my keys are locked in my car. That's how come I can't get it if it's in there.
Okay, do you have access to your email on your phone or on your work computer? Because you can definitely go into your email to see your, recent insurance coverage, or you can just sign into your account on your phone online to see. But without that policy number and that VIN number, we cannot assist.
So you want the insurance policy number, right?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Okay, 1 second. Hey, Adrian. Okay. I'm going to see if my mom can send me a picture. If that's okay.
Oh, yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Okay, because I don't have it on hand. And I'm supposed to be at work at 6:30. Oh, my gosh.
But while we wait on your mother to text back, can you go out there and look at that full VIN number? Because I'll also need that as well. So I can go ahead and have that notated and have it in the system. So when you get that policy number, I can just throw it in there and then hit search to see if it can pull up for me.
Okay. Yeah, it would be on the dashboard, right?
Well, if you're on the outside of the vehicle, then it will be near, like, your windshield wiper, so technically, and you can see it from the outside, it should be, like, a little slit cut out with, like, the digits and the numbers and the letters.
Right. Okay. Hey, y'all. How y'all One second. I'm almost there.
Oh, take your time, ma'am.
Okay, I got it.
All righty, ma'am. I'm ready.
It's 3KPF. 24AD8LE186508.
All righty, ma'am. So I have the number 3, K as in kite, P as in Paul, F as in Frank, the number 2, the number 4, A as in apple, D as in dog, the number 8, L as in Larry, E as in Edwards, the number 1, the number 8, the number 6, the number 5, the number 0, and then the number 8. Is that the correct VIN number that you have there?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty, let me go ahead and put that in the system. Alrighty, I do have that here. Oh, okay. Go ahead and give me that address associated with your account.
4626 Giver Street, Lake Monroe, Florida. Ma'am?
Lake what?
Monroe or Sanford? It could be Sanford.
Yep, it says Sanford.
677.
Alrighty, yeah, my system did. Yeah, okay. My system brought it up then. That was good. I'm glad that I was able to check into that.
I used it before.
Yeah, I understand that, but our system is really sensitive, and it will tell me if it needs both of them, and it told me that at first, and then I did it by the name, and it said no results. And then when I put your VIN number in as in the system, it brought it right on up. So we were supposed to ask for both. So that's why I didn't, you know, do it. But I was glad I was able to tell you to give that to me first, because we would have just been sitting here wasting time. I'm glad. So what is the year, make, and model? Oh, never mind. It's the Kia, right? I matched up the VIN numbers already.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, and what's the color on that vehicle?
Black.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And I'm going to go ahead and set you up for a lockout service so someone can come over there and unlock your doors.
And I'm at Amazon off Normandy.
All righty. Give me one moment. I can definitely go ahead and put that in. It's going to be a minute, though, because I'm in Section 3, and our location section is not until Section 5, so I just have like a couple of more questions I'll have to ask you, and then I'll put that address in that you just gave me. The Amazon on what road?
Normandy.
Normandy. Okay, I'll try to remember that. And lockout smells. Got it. The keys are not in the trunk, right? They're in either the front or back seat.
They're in the car in the front seat.
All righty, great. And does that vehicle have powered locks?
Yes.
All righty, great. Amazon, and then I'm going to put Normandy. And then let's see. And then I'll put in your zip code with your home address. And that should bring up the nearest one, no matter if I spelled it wrong or not. And then, okay, let me go ahead and pull it up. It is giving me an Amazon hub, and it is giving me, let me look at the
Amazon fulfillment.
It's telling me that, let me make sure this is the correct city and state, and it's giving me
Deltona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Deltona,
again.
Florida.
Okay, Deltona, Florida. Deltona. Deltona. Hopefully that brings it up. Deltona. That's our record. Nope. Okay, Amazon Hub, Deltona, is it Deltona Boulevard in Deltona, Florida?
Yes.
Okay, let me, this is giving me something, I'm trying to see.
Well, it could be Normandy Boulevard.
I don't see that Normandy Boulevard. Let me see, let me zoom out a bit. Okay, let me put the Normandy Boulevard then, Normandy, BLVD. Norm, oh, you brought it. Okay, Amazon Fulfillment Center. Okay, I see it right here. Customer's vehicle is located in the parking lot. Alrighty, ma'am. No, it did not just do that. Okay, let me search it up again. Why does it? Okay, there it is. Yeah, because it just switched up on me. Okay, so let me see here. That's telling me that's B. Oh, Normandy Boulevard. There it is. Got it, got it. Alrighty. Let me go ahead and call my first driver here. You are fully covered for this service. So all you need to be waiting on now is that text message with their name, ETA, and phone number. And then that ETA will tell you how long it will be until that driver comes out and assists you today. And then they will be giving you a call when they are en route. So just stay by your phone just so you can tell them really where your car is inside of the parking lot and you can start making your way out. And you can probably wave them down as you're walking out so they'll see you, you know, making sure, you know, you're there. But, yes, ma'am, you just have to stay near your phone so we can keep you updated. Is there anything else I can assist you with before we disconnect?
No, that's it.
All righty, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling in, and I hope you have a nice rest of your day.
Same here.
Thank you.